Agitvoche Mazel de Kvoch, Han Shabbos Koidish, Tezain Tamas is the Yutzat, Fenarava Kudish Rabavrum Yeshia Heshel Mikapishnet Zechisa Yuganalaini. The Kapishnitz Rebbe was born in Husatan to his father, the Kapishnitz Rebbe, Harav HaKudosh Reb Yitzchok Meyer Zechisa Yugen Alayni. He was born Dalet Ir Tufreish Mem Ches, 1888, and is Nistala geworden Tez Zayin Tamas Tufshin Chuv Zayin, 1967. The Kapishnitz Rebbe was a Ben Achaben from Heiligem Abteruv, and his father was a son-in-law Bam Elsten Zin from Heiligen Rishener. He was from these tzaddikim that came to America and purified America with Mesiras Nefesh, that later generations should be able to come to America and be able to be oimid, shmir Shabbos, kashris, tahara samashpucha. He was one shtick Mesiras Nefesh, one shtick ibegegeben for andere Yidden, and tzaddikim held oilemusim loya from him. Heilige Satmruv Zachisi Yugen Alaini, Heilige Belzeruv, the Gudel be Yisrul Rabaran Kotl Zachroin Levrucha, so much so that when he was once in Eitz Yisrul, before he went in to visit the Belzeruv, the Gabuim asked him that he should please tell Belzeruv, Abissal Amissa, Belzeruv was very schwach and he wasn't eating enough, that he has to eat a little bit more. So when Kapishnitz Rebbe came in the middle of the Shmis, he tells him, Belzeruv, you know, a person has to, Nishmar Tamoidla Nafshisaichim, you have to eat a little more. And Belzeruv composed himself and said, Yo, yo, Rebbe, yo, good, like Amaskim, Amakabel. Next time, a few years later, when he came to visit Belzeruv, when he came in, the first thing Belzeruv tells him, Kapishnitz Rebbe, I want you to know that every day I add another little bit sugar to my coffee, and I say, Mitzvah l'shmoye divrei chachumim. The Lakewood Rosh Hashiva, Reb Shneya Zichron Levrucha, used to say, when the Tata said Rebbe, he was referring to the Kapishnitz Rebbe. And he said once before, his father, Rabban Zichron Levrucha, had surgery, had to get freaked, nu, hat ne maske gewein beim Rebben. There was a story that by one of the Sifas, the Leikud Rosh Hashiva, Rebbaran Zichron Levrucha, was sitting next to Kapishnitz Rebbe. And during the entire Sifa, the Rebbaran was asking Kapishnitz Rebbe, so what do you say, what do you say? And after the Asifa, one of the Talmidim from Rabban bothered them very much. The Gudel be Yisrul, the Rosh Hashiva is asking a Pesach Rebbe what he says. So he asked him, he says, Rosh Hashiva, Yilam Daini Rabbaini. So this is what Rabban said. Rabban said, the Torah is Mezachach Hayid. I don't know another Mezichach that is so Mezichach like the Kapishnitz Rebbe. Like we said in previous Motzei Shabbosim, the later part of the 1800s was a very shvere tekiva in Russia for the Rishoner Kinder, the Chernobyl Kinder, and Admoira Chabad. And Kapishnitz Rebbe and his father were no different, and they ended up running to Austria, Wien, in 1914. And at that time, Kapishnitz Rebbe was Nochayin Geman, and he was known to everyone, Belushin Chibbe from Avruminyu. He was busy in Wien, either helping people find doctors or pidyon shviim. As we said before, his life was a life of Mesiras Nefesh. He did not go to sleep if he had money in his house. This happened over the course of his life. Klozen Magruv Zichron Levrucha once said that when Kapishnitz Rebbe was about to go to America, we're talking in 1938, before the war broke out, he had money for tickets for the next day. And before he went to sleep, he said, I can't go to sleep with money. I never went to sleep with money. I need it for tomorrow. Daibishat Mehelfen. He went out and he found Ura Malat and he distributed all the money. And Taka the next day, Daibishat Geholfen, his Rebbetzin pawned the jewelry and they made it to America. When he became Rebbe in 1936 in Tartsa, the Gvuv, the Chassidim said, we got ourselves a Rebbe, but we lost ourselves Rebbe Avruminyu. Because he was as a beliebter mensch, hat nicht gemacht für sich, and he helped everyone. Mekutem vat gudel, didn't make a difference who you are. When he became Rebbe, he lived in Tarnopol. And in Tarnopol was the roof, the gudel be Yisrul, the Baal Chavtzeles of Shurin, Zichroin and Levruche. And Reb Moshe Gelbtach, one of the Stiebmenschen and Kapishnitz Rebbe, told over the following story, that the Chavtzeles of Shurin came to visit Kapishnitz Rebbe, and they were sitting, and it was after a day that Chassidim had come, and there was a lot of money laying on the table. And in the middle, there's pounding on the door, and the Gabba opens up, and there's a couple there. We need to talk to the Rebbe. So he says, look, he's with somebody now, he's with a Gudel, and they said, we have to catch a train, we have to leave. And like the mid of Gedoyli Yisrael, the Baal Chavtzelis Ashurin told Kapishin's Rebbe, Rebbe, I'm leaving, you go help Yiddisha Kinder. This couple comes in and they're crying that they need money for doctors, for the Kinderlich. Kapishin's Rebbe emptied off the entire table of money and gave it to them. This Ramosha Gelbtuch comes and the lady says, Rebbe, alles hast du weggegeben, why didn't you leave anything? So he told the Moshe, if a Yid wants to be a Poel Yeshias, then he has to be Zerayat Tzedukas, then he could be a Matzmiach Yeshias. In the Finster at Kiev in 1938, when the Germans rounded up the Yidden and they made them clean the streets of Berlin and other cities in Germany, Kapishin Tzerebbe and his brother-in-laws and his uncle were no different, and they gave them scrub brushes, and Yidden were watching in horror because the Germans got the Yidden to stand on the curbs and watch the rabbinas scrubbing down the cobblestone, and they tried with money to be poi the Kapishin Tzerebbe, it didn't work. Finally, a Yid came over and said, I'm going to go instead of the Rebbe. Kapishin Tzerebbe heard that. He said, B'shimoy finished. And he explained. He says, do you think the Nesoyin of Avraham Avinu by the Akaida was a Nesoyin? The Eibishter tells him, Kachnas Binchu, Guy. The Nesoyin was that, how could he hurt another Yid? Wie kemen weit in a zweite Yid? He says, my Nesoyin is not to scrub the streets. This was the Eibishter will. My Nesoyin is if I'm going to let myself be redeemed by another Yid. His fetter, the Hussatan, had told him to go to America and dort netterkennen helfen Yiden. And says, Emes, his house was an open house for zerbrochene Menschen. And he took in every person, normale Menschen, ehrliche Yiden, gedoyli Yisroel, meshugua mura melat. Once Benon Shel Kedoshim came into him in America and he was crying. He says, Reb, I'm here in America. My family in Nebuchadnezzar is in Europe. They have ice if they're alive. I have no money. I don't even have Bekuvadik, Rabbuna Shemalbisham. I can't afford anything. And Kapishin Tzerebbe stands up and goes to the closet and takes out a brand new hat. So he says, Rebbe, I'm not taking this hat. This is the hat that your Mr. Magota Chasen is with. Give me the hat you're wearing and I'll wear this. Kapishin Tzerebbe smiles. He says, no, you're doing me a big favor. The biggest simcha is when a Yid is zoich and he's mekabel panai shchinen nuchindet and svonzig. You think I want to be mekabel punamim with my everyday hat? I want to be mekabel punamim with my Shabbos hat. Kapishin Tzerebbe fleg zug and bashefe. Geb geld fa menschen vus hobben seichel zu geben tzeduke. Or the geb seichel fa menschen vus hobben geld zu geben tzeduke. His daughter related that once in Florida, after a long day, Yidin came, chsidim at ibegelas geld. She couldn't get him to eat supper. So at him gebeten, Tata, you need to eat. He said, how could I eat? Yidin came to me, I should be poil yeshias, and they gave me money. If I do not give tzedukah to aniyim, I can't have poil yeshias. I can't eat. Until late at night, Epesan Uraman came in and he gave him the entire amount of money. Many a night in the east side, he was already schwach. It sometimes was winter nights, and it would be at night, and there wasn't a Yid that knocked on his door that day. For tzedukah, he would find a Yid in Besmedeshe, please go to the mailbox, mail all these letters for me. I can't go to sleep until I gave tzedukah. Kapishin Tzerebbe zuk not gebot ibedrasik mekfuz between America and Eretz Yisrael in those days. He was busy to be marbet harusin shel Yisrael. We'll leave off with a story that is such a powerful story. It's a tat shtub de Yid. Actually, we'll try to squeeze in two masses. It's going to Yid a gewoint beim for shtik tzat Eretz Yisrael de ke Yid Reb Chaim Birnstock. And the Reb Chaim related that one day he lived in the basement and there was only one phone, oivim am Kapishin Tzerebbe in Shtib. And the phone rang for him and Kapishin Tzerebbe went looking for him. And he couldn't find him, he wasn't home. And the Shtib mentioned, said, Rebbe, you know, why are you going looking for him? And he said his usual answer, Medafub Masiris Nefer Shatin Toivis. At night, Reb Chaim came home and he told him, you know, I have a message for you. When Reb Chaim went to Eretz Yisrael, he related the story to the Sadegeri Rebbe, the Kapishin Tzerebbe Shvuga. So the Sadegeri Rebbe tells him, let me tell you a nicer story. He says, by one of the Nasiyas, when my Shvuga came to Eretz Yisrael, we went out to be Mekabel Punim him in the airport. And my whole Besmedesh came out. This was a Thursday. And I knew my shvuga fast Thursday, so I wanted to whisk him away, whisk him home to my apartment in Tel Aviv. He should be able to break his fast. In middle, I see my shvuga disappeared. We're looking for him finally. After a while, we leave. Late at night, my shvuga comes home. And I ask him, shvuga, where were you? It's after 12. He said, shvuga, he tells us how to get it, Rebbe. You don't take care of your maspalalim. I noticed on one of your maspalalim, a dagger on his face. I asked him, so I pulled him over to the side. So he told me that his boss is firing him. And he has a shtib mit kind. I said, come, let's go to your boss. He gave me a hard time. Finally, I convinced him. We sat into a taxi. We went to Tel Aviv. And I convinced his boss after several hours to rehire him and not fire him. Now I'm ready to be toyim epes. But this is his tzedukah. This was his chesed. But let me end off with this. His atzilus, his idolkeit. There was one, two yidin that had it in Torah. Two Yidin in the Lower East Side, and they went to court, they went to Rabunim, and there was a lot of money and two Mechibedik mentioned, and the East Side was up with the story, and no one was able to settle it. So they asked the Kapishnitzer Rebbe to get involved. Kapishnitzer Rebbe called them both. They said, we'll come separately. Finally, they both were maskim to come. They came in. When they sat down, they did not want to look at each other. They turned their backs. And the koila started, you ganef, you chaya, your bsta, interveltnik, started yelling at each other. All of a sudden, Kapishnitz Rebbe burst out sobbing like a kid, sobbing uncontrollably. And he said, my walls of my house never heard zilzilim ala tzvaita yid. Oy bashefe, I have a vase budich, mishen an alte schwache yid. Wie aber gesindig das mane wenzel und das heden. And literally, Kapishnitz Rebbe collapsed. His kids came in, they took him out, they carried him into his bed until he recuperated. These two Yidin felt terrible. They felt shreklich. And they were asking, what could we do for the Rebbe? Until they finally decided the only thing that we can do is make shulim. And they didn't. They went into the Rebbe late and they told him, Rebbe, we worked out our issues. And I just want you to know that there is shulim tzvishin Yidin. So we owe this tzaddik Emesdik Hakuras Atoiv Mzatzin and Alechtel Farim Efshel Zung Epsadubashe Begdisha the Len and Epis Farim. Why do I say that? Because as I started off, it's these tzaddikim that came to America and they were machnir the koiches atima for us. They were machnir the nesyonis that Yidin have in America with their Kedisha. And we owe them all, we owe all tzaddikim a debt of gratitude, but tzaddikim that are closer to home, closer to our days. Zechison Yugen Alaini, Agitavoch, Amazel de Gevoch, Emazel Hum Magring, Fast Morgen.